Yeah, I guess so. Okay, today's daf pei. We'll learn Lezecha Nishma Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia, sponsored by the Silver family. We did the Mishnah on Ayin Tes on the base. We're up to the Gemara, I believe. Right? So the Gemara, thank you. The Gemara, the Mishnah had explained certain situations where you do not have to bring a proof to prove the yichus of the children. I guess the yichus here seems to be more of a case of where it's a kohen is trying to prove the yichus of his children, that they're not halalim or that they eat truma. So Amar Rabba Rahuna, the kulan bekruchin acharei. In all the cases that we brought down, that you do not have to bring proof regarding the children, meaning the woman was already known to be miyuchas, and then they had kids, and so you don't have to bring proof for the kids. It's all of the kruchin achar, which means they're sort of they hang on her.
But they have to be minor.
They have to hang on her. Well, wait a minute. They hang on her. Bekulin bekruchin achareha. So Tana Rabbanan, right? So because if they're not hanging on her, then it's not going to be considered theirs, right? Rashi says the kulon the katani masnis and ein tzorach chaviraya alabanim bekruchin achareha nidbakin etzla. They cling to her. They hang to her. So Tana Rabbanan. We have another brisa. So this is talking about a kohen who comes with a wife and children, and it says, "Isha nosasi b'dinas hayam." I married this woman over there, and this is who she is, and these are our children. So maybe raya al isha, he brings a raya on the woman. The ain sorry lehavi raya al banim, and he doesn't have to bring a raya on the children because once he brings a raya on the woman, that the woman is miyuchas, he's miyuchas, so they're miyuchas, right? And the brisa explains. The maybe raya ala gedolim, but if they are older and they're more independent and therefore they're not karuch after the mother, right? Maybe raya ala gedolim, the ain't sarich lahavi raya ala katanim. It's talking about the katanim, the young ones, he does not have to bring a proof because the bani katanim, it's almost like he does have to bring a raya, but the raya is the fact that they're karuch after her. So he doesn't have to bring an extra raya. They already has the built-in proof that they're dependent on her. To, and that means that they're clearly her children. So b'medvar mamurim, when do we say that you do not have to bring a raya on the young children? That's b'isha achas. That's if he says that he married one woman, and this is she. Aval shtei nashim. But let's say he married two women in Medina Sayyam, and one of them died, and he says now that these children are from the live woman, because the live woman has miyuchas, so he doesn't have to do the checking, then still, maybe raya al-yishav al-abanim, he'll have to bring a raya on the woman and on the children as well, al-hagadolim al-katanim, and on the gadolim and on katanim. Why? Because if there was a family unit, and it was two women, and then one woman died, it sort of becomes like a yosef situation. You hang out with the stepmother. So therefore, he may be karuch after this woman who's not his mother. So we know that he married two, and one's not with us. There's no proof, even if they're karuch after this woman, there's no proof that that's the mother. Possibly it was the stepmother. Right? Rashi says, last Rashi, Aval Amar Shtei Nashim Hayu, says there were two women, Umesa Achas, and one died. The Elu Baneh Shel Zo, I guess that not Shel Zo means what? Maybe one that died? Maybe Raya Leshi Miyuchasas. He has to bring a Raya that she is Miyuchas. Why? She raised them. If you raise them, there's a connection between them. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Amar Eish Lakish, Lo Shanu. This idea, what's the idea? This idea that, Rashi says, the Samchinon Akruchin, that's idea that we say that the Chazakah proves that Deir Meyuchas only works for certain things. Lo shanu ela pakache gvul al bal biyuchzin lo. So what is that? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, but Rashi says lo shanu, right? The samchina kruchim ela kache gvul, only for kache gvul. What's kache gvul? Is truma. Those are that's something that's kodesh that can be eaten anywhere. Cutting with the gvul. Im kohen who Rashi says if he's a kohen, ochlin bekache gvul. The fact that we have this idea of karuch acharim mohen, that's enough. We should have Yirai l'isha zo, she k'sher l'kuhuna, somchan al-banim, akruch acharim l'omer, b'nei heim v'hin chalolim. That proves the fact that they are karuch after this miyuchas woman, so they're not chalolim, they can eat. Aval yuchsin, he says, im yesh behen banos. Let's say, we talk about the children. Let's say they're daughters. Can these daughters now marry kohanim? So he says, no. Im yesh behen banos, einon nisos l'kohanim, they cannot marry kohanim, they have to bring a real raya that this is their mother. Because karuch is not enough. So karuch is enough, it's amazing. Karuch is enough to allow them to eat truma, which if you're not a Kohen, it's the biggest of the raisa, right? There's a death penalty. But it's not enough, according to Rashi, to allow the daughter to marry a Kohen. That's what Rashi says. Tosos has a different pshat. He asks a few questions. If you look in the Tosos, it's like right smack in the middle. It says, Hacha Hachi, it's the last two words on the line. It's under a parenthesis where it says Sham. It says, V'hacha Hachi Perusho, Lo Shono El Bekar Sheikvul, Perish Bekol Dorish of Kedusha. He's talking about all Kedusha things. Kol Dorish Kedusha, Golu Truma, Lusias Kapayim, Lusias Isha. Anything that has to do with his Kohan status, that would create, that's permitted. Avalu Yuchsin Lo. So what's Lu Yuchsin? He says Yuchsin was different. Klomar, very, very, very specific case. Liskol Al Yodo. If this woman and this child have sexual relations, then we can't give them skila because the possibility exists that maybe it's not the mother. That's what it means. That's what it means to yuchsin. We'll go with Rashi because we usually go with Rashi. Okay. So then, va'azda Rav Yochanan letame. Rav Yochanan goes to Shitaso. Okay, Rav Yochanan Shitaso was, but I feel you would be Yuchsin. That this raya of Karach al Gavimo is even enough for Yuchsin, which means, according to Rashi, is enough for the daughter to be permitted to marry a Kohen. According to Tosos, is enough to create a Chiv Skila if there's an ancestral relationship over here, or ancestral in brackets, because we're not sure. So, va'azda Rav Yochanan letame. Rav Yochanan goes to Shitaso that this Chazaka works. The Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Yochanan. Number one, he says, Malkin al Chazakos, will use a Chazaka and therefore inflict Malkos. Soklin v'sorfin al pi Chazakos, will take a Chazaka and that will be enough proof in order to allow us to give the Misa, Skila Srifa, so Skila Srifa. But he says, v'ein sorfin Truma al Chazakos. We will not use a Chazaka to say definitively that something is Truma, so if it gets Tameh, we would then burn it. You're not allowed to burn Truma, only burn Truma if it gets Tameh. So there's a Chazaka enough to allow us to, and the Gemara will explain each case. So, what's Malkin al Chazakos? Where is the situation where we would use a Chazaka and then inflict the penal punishment of Malkos? Malkin al Chazakos, Kirav Yehuda. Like the Rav Yehuda says, Dam Rav Yehuda, Hoksika Nida Bishcheno Seha, Bala Loke Ale Mishum Nida. If she was established by Chazaka that she's a Nida by her neighbors, then if her husband has beer with her, he'll get Malkos because of Bo'al Nida. So, what does it mean? Right, but what is presumed is a chazaka. Presumption is a legal. It's a legal presumption. That's a chazaka. It's a legal presumption. But it's strong enough to create a status that will make him be chayav malchus. So what's the case of hichsaku as a nida? Rashi says sharosh chenoseha shehi hayom haisa malbushes big day nidusa. Remember the Gemara nida in those days. Nowadays, Nida is a very, very private thing, because the only thing that Nida has an impact in our lives is private affairs between the husband and the wife. In those days, Nida also had a very, very public aspect, because he had to deal with Tumah and Tahara. So women who were Nida, they were dressed in what was called the Big Day Nidusa, which I think was white or something. It was something that set them off and showed that they were now Tame. So if she was walking around one day with the Big Day Nidusa, everyone saw her like that. She's Huchsak now, so presume that she's a Nida. And then her husband has beer with her. There was no Rai that was a Nida. She didn't say that she had Nida. Theoretically, I guess she could have just been walking around with that clothing. There was no Rai. But nevertheless, it's presumed that she's a Nida. Therefore, if the husband has beer with her, he will get Malkos. Even if she says Tohorani. But the legal presumption would be that she's a Nida. That's case number one of Malkin al Chazakos. What's Soklin v'sorfin al Chazakos? Gemara says Soklin v'sorfin al Chazakos. Kid Rabba bar Rahuna, Dama Rabba Rahuna, Ish v'isha. So you have a man and a woman, and Tinok v'tinoka shehigdilu b'soch habayis. You have a man and a woman who are raising a boy or a girl in their house, and then what happens? Niskalim zel zen, nisrafim zel zeh. If it happens to be that child has bia with the presumed mother, Then, if the man has bia with the presumed daughter, they'll get sreifa because a father who has a relationship with the daughter and a daughter and right a father who has a relationship with a daughter chayv is sreifa. So you get sreifa in that instance. It's a chazaka. We have no proof that they no actual legal proof that they're father and daughter. It's a legal presumption because they're living together in the same house. So we have the legal presumption, and they'll get sreifa. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Kapara. He brings a case. Maisa beisha shebasli Yerushalayim. You have a case of a woman who came to Yerushalayim. Ve'tinok murkav lo al kateifa. She was carrying this young lad with her. Behigdi lost to, and she raised him. Uba alah. And then when he got older, they had bia. I guess they had edus that there was bia over here. They have bia the basin of skalum. They brought in the basin of skila. It's not because we know for a fact that we saw that she gave birth to this son. Ella mipnei she karuch acharel, because this boy is dependent on her. It's karuch acharel, and therefore, if it karuch acharel, you would get enough to create the legal presumption of incest, and therefore there would be this kli of misa. So I think over here, this karuch acharel is sort of a proof for what we said by Tosos. That Tosos meant before, when Tosos says yuchsin lo, and Yochanan says yuchsin yes. That was the idea of that enough to establish the Chiy of Misa if there's this Bia. And over here, that's exactly the case they have over here. So in this case, it's a riot to Rav Yochanan, who says, Afilu Yuchsin, the Chazakah is enough, the legal presumption is enough to create the death penalty. According to the Tanakhama, no, it was according to Reish Lakish, this Karach HaKharel would not be enough. So this is definitely a riot. According to Tosos, this is a riot to Rav Yochanan.
No,
assuming all the legal stuff was done, Asra, Edim, all that stuff was done. She says, I know, and despite the fact that I did so, assuming all that stuff. Or it could be cases, we have cases in the Gemara where they went extrajudicial and they did it anyway without the. Okay. So then, the third din that Rav Yochanan said, though, was Ein Sorfin Truma Ala Chazakos. A Chazakah, even though Chazakah was enough to kill people, the Chazakah is not enough to allow us to burn Truma. Okay, ain't sorfin truma la chazakos. The Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish sorfin api chazakos. So Reish Lakish argues and says a chazaka is enough to allow us to burn truma. For Rav Yochanan Amar ain't sorfin. Rav Yochanan says it's not enough. We don't burn truma based on a chazaka. But Azul Tan Mayu and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are going to shita some from a different place. Titanan. Here we have a Mishnah in the third parak of Taharos. Tinok shenimsa bitzad ha'isa. So you have a baby or a young child that is sitting next to, again, this is an Arishus HaYachid, so you have to keep in mind all the permutations. Sofer Tumah Shus Rabim, Sofer Tumah Shus HaYachid, Sofer Tumah Shus HaYachid is usually Tamei, Sofer Tumah Shus Rabim is usually Tahar. So he says, so you have a Tinok who's sitting beside a doe, right? And V'batseik bi'ado. And there's a piece of dough in his hand, assumption being that he grabbed from this dough that is next to him. Also, the assumption is that a tinok is usually tamei because the tinok's hands are all over the place. So the assumption that he's tamei. And I guess the idea also is that this isa may have been truma or something tahor, and now he must have touched it and makes it tamei. Rabbi Meir mitahar. Rabbi Meir says that the isa is still tahor, meaning we don't say that the negiya of the tinok made it. We know the tinok touched it. It looks like, but we don't say that touching creates tuma. The chachamim mitamim, and the chachamim say, no, that isa, that dough is tame. Why? Bipnei shedarko shel tinok litapeach. Because like we said before,
his hands
are everywhere. His hands are usually, they're in the garbage, they're wherever they are. When the garbage is, what's in the garbage? Nevelo, shratzim, all these tame things. So most likely you touch that, and then if you touch the isa, so the isa becomes tame. V'havinamba, and we asked on that Mishnah, my time is our mayor. Okay, what's the reason for a mayor? The tinokos are in the garbage all the time, and now they're touching this isa. Why do you say that it is tahor? So kasavar, because Rav Meir says, rov tinokos mitapchen. Yeah, ina chanami. Rov tinokos do that. Remember, Shita Rav Meir is, he's choshish for the miut. But miut ain't mitapchen. But there is a percentage
who do not.
He says, alright, and ve isa b'cheskas tahara omedes. And what do I have also? I also have a chazaka. I have a legal presumption that isa was tahor. This was a known isa tahor. So that chazaka plus the miut of the tinokos that are not osak in the garbage, right? Va'isa chazaka tahara somedes samuch miitu lechazaka. So you had the miut plus the chazaka itrolei ruba. It's just a simple mathematical calculation. Miut plus chazaka knocks off the rov. But Rabbanon, what did Rabbanon hold? They say miuta kiman delesadami. When they have a rov and a miut, right? Rav Meir is choshish for the miut. Chacham say you have a rov and miut as if the miut doesn't exist anymore. The rov destroys it. So what do you have left? You have rov plus chazaka. The halacha is rov versus chazaka. Rov trumps. So that's what we have here. He says Rabbanon miut kiman delesadami ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. That's what you have. The rov trumps. So v'amar Reish Lakish mishum Rav Hoshea. So Reish Lakish says the name of Rav Hoshea, Zohi shersorfin aleas hatruma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Zokas Zakas Sarfim Lelel Truma. This Rabbi Shlakish says here. This is a case where we will burn the truma. Again, this Isos truma. We sort of Masupuk as to whether or not the tinok actually touched the dough. We're going based on legal presumptions against the rove, according to Chachamim. So Rish Lakish says this is the scenario where you will burn the truma based on the safek. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Zokas Zakas Sarfim Lelel Truma. No, you don't burn it. Because he says, and even in this case, according to the Chachamim, where we say that it becomes Tameh, so Rav Yochanan says it's only becoming Tameh, midin Safek, and he says, it's only becoming Tameh because of a presumption, because of this legal presumption of Rov. That presumption of Rov is not enough to allow us to burn Shuva. And that would be the case where Rav Yochanan says, even though we do Malkus al Chazakos, and we do Skil and Tzreifon on Chazakos, we don't burn the Truma based on the Chazakos. So, but the problem is, the Gemara now focuses on where Rav Yochanan says it's Ein Zo Chazakos the Sarfin al Chazakos Truma. This is not the specific instance where we burn the Truma. So where is the case where we do burn the Truma? That's the deal they make. So the Gemara says, because that's what Gemara says, Al Ezo Chazakos Rav Yochanan Sarfin al Chazakos. So which Chazakos is there that we do burn Truma according to Rav Yochanan? Because he says Al Ein Zo, this. And very, very, you know, specific, particular with the language. So he says as follows, Kiditznan. We have another Mishnah, right? But the Masorah Shasha changes to the Tanya, because I guess it's not a Mishnah, maybe it's a Braisa. Okay. So you have a dough, I'm assuming this dough is Truma, right? You have this dough, Betocha Bayis, in the house, Ushrotzim Utsvardiim Mitaplim Sham. And you have two things. You have tummy creepy crawlers and Svardiim, which I think it means frogs. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? It looks like it's frogs?
Yeah, it's frogs.
Right, Rashi says you have tzav hadom letzvardeya, hatzav tameh v'hatzvardeya tar. What's the tzav? Is like a toad? Is that the difference?
What are the shrotzim? Is a toad?
So, but a frog is not. Okay, so that's it's a frog and toad. They get together, living in whatever. Remember those books? The frog and toad.
Friends.
So one's one's tameh, one's not. So.
Seems like frogs are clean.
Clean, yeah. Frogs are clean, but the tzav...
The reptile, regular reptile.
Right, okay. So, v'nimtzu chatikos ba'isa. And you find... Chatikos means pieces of their flesh are found in the dough. So, if they come from the tamei one, they come from the tzav, then the dough is tamei. If they come from the tzvardeya, then it's not tamei. So, Mara says...
Well, that means it's sherets. Because the pieces of the flesh of the hard thing is still
a sherets. If it comes from something that is a sherets, then it becomes tamei. If the pieces come from something that's not a sherets, then it's not tamei.
Well, why is it not a sherets?
Because we just said that the tzvardeya is not a sherets. Not a sherets.
If they find pieces of the tzvardeya,
it doesn't make turn into a sherets. So what?
So isn't it a sherets?
No, a sherets is only defined sherets. Yeah, you're confusing the vela. That would be a nevela. Yeah. If it's a sherets, it's a sherets. If it's not a sherets, it's not a sherets. Okay. So im rov shrotzim tameya, im rov tzvardeim tahora. If most of the animals are there, if it's been established that most of these animals in the house are the sherets, are the tamei one, then if you find these pieces, we'll say that it's tamei. But if most of them are from the tzvardeim, then we know that. Then we'll say that it's tar. But here we have a rove. We're going to make a legal presumption, and nevertheless, Rav Yochanan says here that this is the thing. This is the case where you would burn the truma based on a rove, which now makes me to ask: why does Rav Yochanan say the ain't sofer truma al chazakos? He should say ain't sofer truma al chazakos all the time.
Oh, right.
So the question is: what's the difference between this chazaka and that chazaka? Why here? We like in that case was the chazaka of the child. We had a rove children. We have rove children. Forget Rav Meir at the time. We have rove children who are metapol in the garbage and therefore touch the isa. There, Rav Yochanan says we don't burn. Here, we have rove that the shrutz that the animals in this house are shrutzim, and therefore we find pieces. We do burn it. Both of them are legal presumptions. One's a legal presumption is not enough to burn the truma. One's a legal presumption enough to burn the truma. So Rashi says.
So what's the chazaka by the shrutzim of the isfar? What's the chazaka?
We have a rove. Chazaka means a legal presumption. So we have a legal presumption based on the rove that most of them are shrotzim. So now we find pieces in the Isa, we're going to say it came from the rove. It came from the shrotzim.
But the chazaka is that the truma is tahar.
Sorry?
The chazaka is that the truma is
there is tahar. Both cases, the chazaka that the truma was tahar.
One negates that chazaka and the other one...
Why? What's the difference between the chazakas?
The negative, one's sex vega.
Why?
Suffolk. If he's Tomei.
Right.
Suffolk if he touched.
No, the case, remember the case was.
You have a piece, but you don't.
Okay, so you have the piece and it's missing, and the piece is missing from the Issa. Like that, the Gemara's assumption, I believe the Gemara's assumption is. Because if it's a Sveksveka, you'll never get to that point.
Right.
Sveksveka is not even a suffix. So the Gemara's assumption is that you know he touched the Issa. The only suffix is whether he touched the garbage before he touched the Issa. You're getting close. Rashi says there's a difference between the Chazaka, the Issa, the Kaman, and the Chazaka, the Lesser Kaman. Chazaka, the Issa, Kaman, in the case over here, is where you see the pieces of the Shratzim are in the Issa.
In the dough. Yes.
They're in the dough. That's it's right. It's easily come on. It's right here. There you don't see it in the dough. So it's very similar to what you're saying. I don't think it comes to level of sveka. You don't see the actual thing. You don't see the actual suffix is not seen in the dough. Here, the actual suffix was the pieces of the flesh of this animal. Yeah. It's in the dough. So it's a stronger. It's a stronger rove, I guess. So that's why it'd be enough to knock off the chazaka of the. Of the truma, and therefore enough, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to create the situation of burning.
If it's not tummy, so you just pluck out the piece and eat the dough. It doesn't come unkosher, I guess. Forget the tummy.
I'm assuming if you pull out the I don't think you can eat the frog, but you can pull it out and then eat it. Yeah, take the spoon and pull out the fly and eat the soup. Okay, right, the Gemara says like there's three different types of people, those who will just be disgusted by it, those who will eat the fly anyway, and those who will just pull it out, and right. Okay. All right, so now the Gemara brings the Raya, which is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, I guess proof to Rabbi Yochanan in the Tinok case, that by the Tinok, who's touching the flower, it's Safek, it's Tamei Midin Safek, not Midin Vade, okay, so Tanik of us and Rabbi Yochanan. Shnei Dvarim Ein Behem Das L'Shol, V'asu chachamim k'mash yishvim das l'shol. Das l'shol means they have the das to be asked. What is that? What's the din? The din is, background, the halacha is that if you have a suffik tumah, reshus hayachid, we say tame. Learning out from Sota. Suffik tumah reshus hayachid, if a suffik as to whether tumah occurred, and whether it occurred reshus hayachid, the rule is that it is tame. If you find the same suffik in reshus haravim, the rule is that it's tamar. And all this was learned out from Sota. Sota is Safek Tumah Yishvim Shus HaYachid. But the din is that we say the Safek Tumah Shus HaRavim is Tahar. That's Dafka if we could theoretically ask the person. Not saying to say the truth, but there's a person there, there's something you could ask, and if they knew, they could give you the answer. That's also learned from Sota because you can ask her whether she was Mazana or not. But if the Safek is on something that you don't have Das Lishol, you cannot ask them, you can never ask. That's Tzvardeya, the Issa. You can't ask, then whether or not the suffix of Tumah took place on Shus HaYachid or Shus HaRabim, sorry, I said before and before, then the suffix is Tahar. It's Tahar. Meaning it's always, the Shus HaYachid becomes even though it's usually Tameh, and if there's no, if you can't ask, it's Tahar. Okay, if you learn for Sota, because the Sota is in Shus HaYachid, we say Sveko Tameh, because she could be asked.
Right.
She may not tell you, but she has the physical ability to be asked. Okay, now the Brisa is, we're going to be Chadish now, two situations that even though there is no Das Lishoel, you can't ask them, the halacha is as if you could have asked them, and therefore the Safek Tumah in that area of Rishus HaYachid would be Tahar. So, Shnei Dvarim Ein Behem Das Lishoel, Va'asur Chachamim Kama Sheyesh Behem Das Lishoel. Number one was Tinok Va'Odacheres, the case of a Tinok and Odacheres. So, what's the Tinok? Tinok Hadamaran. The Tinok is what we just said. That's the case of the Issa. And what's Va'Odacheres? Mahi. That's the case of Issa B'Tochabayis. You have this dough of truma inside the house. V'tarnegolim umashkim tameim sham. You have chickens and tamei liquids. Nimtzu sham. V'nimtzu nikurim nikurim iso. We find like beaks, you know, beak impressions in the dough. I mean, the chickens were pecking at the dough. So we have a suffix now as to whether they first drank and then pecked, and therefore the dough is tamei, or maybe they didn't drink and pecked without it. So nikurim nikurim b'isa. So what we say there, we say tolin v'lo ochlin. We say we make a tole, but we don't eat v'lo sarfin, and we don't burn. In other words, you have the suffix in this reshusa yachid. We say it's not really tahor. We don't say it's definitely tamei, but we don't say it's definitely tahor. So what do? We have suffix. Suffix means we don't eat it, but we don't burn it. Because you're not allowed to burn truma unless it's badai tamei. So we don't burn it. So just like the case of the chicken, is the suffik, we don't burn, it's a suffik, and therefore we don't burn it and we don't eat it. So too, the other cases, the tinok, it's brought in the same brisa, is the case of, it's a case of suffik, which means you don't eat it, but you don't burn it, which goes back as a proof to Rav Yochanan, and as Machlokes with Reish Lakish before, in the case of the tinok, where Rav Yochanan said you burn it, Reish Lakish said you burn it, Rav Yochanan says you don't burn it, because in this case, you have this brisa here, which shows that you don't burn it, because it's midin suffik, not midin vadai. Which case?
With the
child. That's the case exactly, yeah. In other words, because the brisa brings the case of the child and the tino together, so just like the chicken case you're tola, so to the child case you're tola, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said before, and it's Machlokes with Reish Lakish.
So the liquid was on the go from the beef, is that
what the liquid is on the side, and we are concerned.
So he drinks the liquid and then he pecks.
Then he pecks. So there the liquid got onto the dough and made a tummy. Correct. So now we're going to ask.
It's a liquid though. Why is the chicken then a kid also eats the
I guess the presumption is that the chicken is not going all over the place. The chicken's in the coop. It's in a confined area. I don't know. That's the legal assumption. I don't know. You know. Rashi says, what does he say about the chickens? Does he say anything about the chickens? No.
Does the Talmud have chickens in the house, by the way?
There's a neighbor across the street from me who has chickens around. So I guess if
in the
I have
backyard,
it.
In the house?
It smells in the house, so I don't know. Yes, we do. Okay. So, the case now we're going to focus more on the case of the chickens, right? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, lo shana, we don't say this din that we're kosher, that there's a problem with the tumah, right? Ella bimashkim levanim, only if they are like clear liquids on the side. Because clear liquids, I guess, can go into the dough and you wouldn't recognize it, right? Aval bimashkin adumim, let's say there was blood or something, or liquid that color, we say red here, that was colored, dim isa the nikar made the yodia, then if he would have pecked it with that liquid, you would see it in the dough. So if the liquid on the side is red, and you look at the dough and there's no red in the dough, then we're not choshesh. He says that we don't have, we're not going to be choshesh. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but Dilma bil atinu isa. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the chemical composition of this liquid is such that if the chicken pecks into the dough, it'll get absorbed into the dough and you won't see it. Maybe you won't see it. Maybe it went all the way through and it was just one drop and he doesn't see it. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Davar zeh shama biribi, this halacha that there's a difference between clear liquids or white liquids and red liquids, biribi heard, biribi is from Shua ben Levi, right? Upeirusha lo shama, but he didn't hear the peirush. He didn't really know what the case was. So here's a different case. Lo shanu ella bimashkin silulin. This halacha is only by clear, I said clear before, I should have said white, only by clear liquids, completely clean, Bavua shel tinok nikarba. It's so clear you can see your reflection. I think the bavua is a reflection of the child can be seen in it. Aval mashkin achurim. But if it's liquid that's a little dirty, it's a little not so clear, then we don't see the din. Meaning clear liquids you can't see in the dough. So therefore you'll have the suffix. Dirty liquids, things that are a little unclean, you would see in the dough. So if it's red, or even if it's white, but it has dirt in it, you would be able to see it. So if it's something that you could be able to see in the dough, and it's not in the dough, you don't have the suffix. If it's something you would be able to see in the dough, and then you have the suffix. Okay. So you can see. If things you can see. It tell you to drink other things, but it's...
anything but red, because it's confusing.
You get confused. Okay. Now we sort of the mission now switches on to a new topic of yichud, right? So the mission deals with the issur of the yichud between a man and a woman, when they're usher, how it's usher. So the mission starts. Lo yisyachel adam im shtei nashim. A person, a man, should not seclude himself with two women. The chashat will be in a vera. But aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim. But one woman can be secluded with two men. The Gemara asks, what's the difference? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Af ish echad misyachad im shtei nashim. He says, no, even one man could have yichud with two women. Now the next line of the Mishnah, major machlokas as to where it goes on. So we'll just read it. One way to read it is that this is a continuation of Rabbi Shimon. One way to say it is that this is a separate statement. But it says, Bizman she ishto imo. If the man's wife is with him, yashen imahim but pundiki. He can then be in with other women in the hotel, mipnei ishto misharmto, because his wife is going to be there and protect him. So what's that? What is that case?
One room in the whole hotel.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're in the same room.
No, all the three are in the same room.
Yeah, they're all in the same room. So the question is whether it's all three, or if this woman makes it enough for just even to be with one other. In other words, does this case go on the fact that it's a man, his wife, and two women, or is his man and wife and another woman, one other woman? Right, so look at Tosa, so Shimon Omer, Af Ish Amos Yachid, Imshtein Nashim, Ismashi Stoyimo. He says, so according to the way Tosa is reading now, is that this line is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that a man can be Miyachid in two women, and that is only with one, if one of the women there, if his wife is there. So that's Rashi Tosa says, Mashma de Rabbanan, Afilo Ishto Imo, Asul Yachid, Imshtein Nashim. That's mashma then that the Chachamim would say, the Tanakhama would say, that even if your wife is there, you still can't be with two women because your wife is not enough. Vafilu Rav Shimon Nami, so according, and also Rav Shimon seems to be indicating that imstein nashim ishto, it's two women plus his wife, imo, hu deshari. Aval imisha achas, his wife plus one woman, afilu ishto imo usher. That's going to be a problem, it seems to indicate. So Tosfos asks a few questions of Gemara Rezoran. If you go down, he says, where is that? About 6-7 lines in the bottom. L'chein nira l'ri, dila Rabbi Shimon, eino aser ela k'shein ishto imo dafka. Rabbi Shimon only says it's aser if his wife's not there. And this is the girsa. V'hachik arsinon, Shimon Omer, af ish echad, even one man, misyached im shtein nashim, can have yichud with two women, bizman she ishto imo, meaning yoshin imo mipundiki, mibdei she ishto mishamto, v'asan afilu rabbanon. And that goes even according to rabbanon, v'afilu im isha achas. That goes according to rabbanon. In other words, the two... Rav Shimon would say, your wife plus one woman is enough, and the Chacham would say, your wife plus two women is enough. So it's a quick question on how you read the gears over here. Okay, we'll get to that later in the Gemara to see if it has any differences. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Misyachin Adam im Imo, a man can have Yichud with his mother, im Bito, with his daughter, v'yoshin imahem, and the son can lie down with his mother, and the father can lie down with his daughter, I guess, b'kiru v'asar, even if their flesh is touching each other. But the im higdilu, but if the son or the daughter are now grown up, then they cannot lie down with each other with kiru v'asar. Rather, they still can lie down in the same bed, but zo yishena b'ksusa, she has to wear her PJs, v'zo yashena b'ksusa, and he has to wear his PJs. Rashi says, higdilu ze yashena b'ksusa, he says, v'chein habas imaviya ba'oda katana. So I wasn't sure whether this Rashi is in the wrong place, because the Rashi seems to be indicating not what the Mishnah says. The Rashi seems to say that even the daughter with the father, when she's younger, has to wear the ksus, has to be dressed. Listen, different times, people lived in one bedrooms, apartment places. In the Middle Ages, people all slept out in the church together, having hundreds of people living together next to each other. So different, not everyone had that. In today's day and age, kids don't have their own room, they're complaining. So they don't, it's just different. Okay, so... What? I don't know. So the Mishnah, right? So the Mishnah said that there's an isser for a man to be with one wife, one woman, or two women. But for the woman, there's no isser to be with two men. So my taima, what's the difference? So not a very PC Gemara. So my taima doesn't matter. My taima, Tana de Rabbi Eliyahu. They said, "Ho v'nashim daiton kalos alehen." Women are daiton kalos, which Rashi explains. Right, so Rashi says, "My taima lo yisyachin imstein nashim ki isha shem isyagades in beza nashim." Why can a man be with two and a woman not be with two? Daiton kalos alein. Rashi says, "Vishteha nochos lehi fatchos." Two women there. Daiton kalos, he could seduce both of them, and they won't be embarrassed. He could seduce the two of them. But I guess men, they'll be embarrassed to have relations with the other man in present. Present. I think the times have changed again. So okay. So my taima, tana baby lo, hov nashim daitan kalos. So minadim ili. So now the Gemara is trying to bring the source for yichud midoraisa, and I admit from the start, I don't get it. So we'll just read it and see what maybe our school can help us out. So minadim ili. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Yochanan says the name Rabbi Shmuel. Remez liyichud min haTorah minayin. Where do we see a hint? So again, it's not a straight pasuk. So right off the bat, you know it's a hint. So remez liyichud min haTorah minayin. How do you know that? Shedemar. This is by the pasuk of someone who's going to be Mesis Avodah Zarah. He's going to convince you to do Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't listen to him. The Pasuk says, Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. If your brother, the son of your mother. So already the Pasuk is difficult. Why, if it's your brother, why specifically the son of your mother? Why not the son of your father? Why not? So he says, The Gemara says, "V'chi bein emesis bein av enomesis." Only your mother's son, your brother from your mother, will turn into avodah zara. The brother from your father won't. Ella rather comes to teach us when it says bein imecha lo merlecha bein misyached imo. From here, you can see that the son can have yichud with the mother. But therefore, usli sachin and kol arayis shabatora. But all other arayis you can't have yichud with. I don't see where you get it from. Also, he says all other arayis you can't have yichud with. But you just said that the father can have with the daughter, which is another arayis. That was the case of the Mishnah. I just don't understand it. He says Rashi says. Right, Rashi just says, "Ela lahachin nakekrav ben yimecha lomer sheben matzri ela ein." I think that's more of a ride that we had before about kruchen, but I don't understand. I don't. Does he say? Is there a note on the bottom? To
yeah, it's a very long note.
Oh, so it's not one. We're gonna, who does he quote at the bottom of the note?
The Rashash.
Okay. Rashash.
Yeah, and
well, you never played the Rashash
before. I should have. I didn't have the article to tell me to look at the Rashash.
This is very long.
Okay. All right. So,
and still doesn't make sense.
Okay. So then the Gemara continues. Okay, fine. That's the drush. That's the remez you made. What's the pashas of the pasuk? Mm-hmm.
So the Rosh Hashanah says that it's the same type of relationship, mother and son.
Oh, so that gets rid of that question. Yes. Okay. So how is it still? But then still, how is it? Still, I don't see the proof from the lashon that Ben Imecha proves that you can have yichud with the mother and you can't have yichud with anybody else. Not talking about yichud here.
Yeah.
Talking about Mesis Levodah Zara.
Right.
Okay, so the Gemara then says, okay, so what's the Pasha of the Pasuk? So Pasha the Krab and Mike Siv, what is the Pasha of the Pasuk talking about? So Amar Abaye, Lomi Baye Kamar. In other words, Pasha of the Pasuk is just say Achicha. Why does it say Ben Amisecha? It's going back to the pack that talks about Mesis Levodah Zarah. Why does it say in the concept, in the idea of Mesis Levodah Zarah, why is it only talking about the brother from your mother, not the brother from your father? So he says, Amar Abaye, Lomi Baye Kamar. It's Lomi Baye, meaning not only.
No.
Lomi Baye, Ben Av, the Sonny Lay. It's warning you not to listen to the brother from your father, because you guys have a difficult relationship. Why? Because you're both from different mothers, yet you're both going to yarshin, you're both going to inherit this father, so there's a competition over here. So lo mi bai ben av the sunny lay, and therefore the ayetz lay ayetz rose, and therefore he's going to give you bad advice. Ella afilu bein aim the lo sunny lay, even the brother from your mother, where you have no competition, because your yarusha is from different fathers. Ema Saisi Lay, there's a chash that maybe you'll listen to him. So Kamashimon, the Torah warns you not to listen to him. Okay. Next. Our Mishnah said that a man can have yichud with two women. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa, which apparently is cholik on that. Neima Masnisin Delok Abba Shol. Should we say that our Mishnah does not accord with the Shita of Abba Shol? Titanya, the following brisa. Kol Shloshim Yom. If a Vlad, if a child never, passes away before it's 30 days old, kol shloshim yom, yotze b'cheik. He just goes out, wrapped. You don't have the whole funeral procession, right? You just go under their arm, not in a mitzvah. V'nikbar, and he gets buried, b'isha achas u'shnei anashim. One woman and two men go out, that's it. You don't have the dominion, you don't have anything else. There's one woman and two men. Avalo b'isha achas u'shnei anashim. But you can't have one man and two women, because maybe there'll be yichud if one man and two women. That's like our Mishnah. Comes Abashomer, even one man and two women can go together, which is against our Mishnah, which said one man and two women cannot. So the Gemara says, "Afilu tema Abashol." You can say, "No, even our Mishnah is like Abashol, which means one man and two women typically cannot." But here, b'shasanina is tavir yitzrei. Talking about it's such a sad situation here now that it's a funeral. It's a funeral for the fallen slum, for this infant, that they're not going to have. You don't have to be concerned about the yitzer.
Okay. Have one man, two women, or
I think even that's what you do. You don't bring them out with the minion. One man, two women go, and that's it. You want to make it small? It's a small thing.
You can have two and two, right?
I think it's three. Just three people. Yeah, the Mishnah. It said here, isha achas u'shnei nashim, and Abishol says even isha achas u'shnei nashim, which is three. I don't know. Could it be three men? Could it be three women? I don't know. Okay, so Rabbanon. So now Abashal says you can't have any chash now because you're talking about you're in a mourning situation here. So why the mourning MOU? Why does the Chachamim say that you still have to be concerned? So Rabbanon Sabi like Rabbi Yitzchak, because they hold Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, he quotes a pasuk in Eicha, Ma Yisonein, right? Yisonein, you see, is Aninus Adam Chai Gever Achatav. afilu b'shas aninu shel adam yitzro mezgabrelav. You see from this pasuk that even at a time when someone's in aninos, he had to be concerned about his yitzer. So he says that the inclination would still exist even if it's during aninos. So Abav Shaul says, no, that's not pshat the pasuk. That's not what the pasuk is talking about. He says kiksivahu b'misraim al midosav ksiv. This is talking about somebody who's complaining. I think Mr. Aim is complaining or questioning, right? He's questioning what happened to him, the occurrences that happened to his life, his lot in life. He's questioning. But Hachik Amr, this is what the Pasuk says, Ma Yisraim, Yisonein is Yisraim, Al Midosav, why are you complaining about the ways of Hashem? Did he cover Achata'av? And did you totally conquer all your sins? Did you conquer your Yetzer, that you have no sins? Dayu Chayim Shnasatilo, it's enough for the life that I gave him. Stop complaining. You're not perfect. What I gave you, I gave you. So therefore, Avishol still doesn't say that that's Pshat in the Pasuk, and therefore, Aninos, he holds, does not, I know that's funny, they're arguing about whether it's Pshat in the Pasuk. Just look at what's the psychology. Does it apply by Aninos? Does it not apply by Aninos? But no, they're arguing with in the Pasuk. So the Gemara brings, now there's the Girsi here, I'm not sure, a lot of people take out the word Verabbanan. But we'll just say that the Ravonan hold kiahu ma'isa dahi itasa dahavi uvda va'apikte. They say, no, I'll give you a proof. There was a ma'isa with one woman that went out with a tinokos ha'uvda va'apikte. It seems like Rashi says the case is that they did a trick. They went out, one woman and two men went out with a baby in a bundle, trying to show that he was dead, but really the baby was alive. They just went out to get to the to get to the secluded area by the cemetery, so they can have do something illicit over there, and therefore you see you have to be concerned. You have to be concerned about it, and therefore you can't have one woman and two men going out. Tosos brings a fascinating case. Tosos says, there's a woman who was crying over the grave of her husband. And there was one other guy. He was watching over a hanged individual, somebody who was hanged. And the king told him to watch the guy who was being hanged. And he came to the woman, Upita Oso, and seduced her. Right? And she listened to him. And then they had their relations. And then he goes back to his hanged, to the convict, and the guy's not there. Right? And he was very scared now because the king told him to watch it, and he messed up. Amrlo Isha, so the woman says to him, this is crazy. Al Tira, don't be afraid. Kach Bali Mikivro, take my husband from the grave, Vitalu Mkomo, and hang him instead of the one that you hung, right? Va'aftike Lebaila, they dug up the husband, Vitalohu. Vare Lechosh, Avil Shas Aninus, says Gabri Yitzrole. You see, even by during Aninus, the husband must have just died now, otherwise he had a decomposed body. Wow. But the husband must have just died now. You see, even by the Shas Aninus, people will have the Yitzrole with Gabri.
It's like a soap opera.
It's unbelievable.
You're very
vulnerable. It's unbelievable. That's what I think also. You're very vulnerable. It is a very vulnerable situation. Okay. The Mishnah then said, going back, the Mishnah then says, Aval Isha Achas, we said one woman cannot be miyachin in two men. So Amar Rav Yehuda, one woman can be miyachin in two men. Now this comes to what you were talking about before, Yossi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo Shanu Ela B'Ksherim. That's only if these men are known to be Ksherim. Aval Prutzim, that they're Prutzim, Afilu Be'yasar Namilo. If they're 10 men, they're not going to be embarrassed amongst each other. And that Chachava, Havim Maisa, Votziya Sar Remita. There were 10 men who brought a woman out in a bed, and they went out and they had illicit relations with her, even though it was all 10 together. So Amar Rav Yosef Teda, you should know that Ovei Avera have no Busha, because you'll see 10 people who carry, they're going to steal from a construction site. They'll steal all the heavy equipment, and they'll have to, one person can't lift it, but they'll all do it together, and they won't have embarrassment. Now they have to figure out how they're going to split it up, but they'll all do it together, there won't be embarrassment. So Naaman Misaile, let's see, we have a proof, a quote to Rav, who says that Yichud with a woman and two men is mutter only if they're ksherim. Right? Naaman Misaile, the case of Sota, that most of Moshe Tamidi Chachamim, when he's bringing his wife up to the Beis HaMikdash, bring his Eisha Sota, you have to bring two Tamidi Chachamim to be with him as well. Shema Yavol Abaderech, because we're concerned that maybe he'll be with her on the way. And so Talmid HaChachamim, and you need Talmid HaChachamim specifically because they are kosher, and Shei Alma, lo. But Stam people, no, because maybe the Talmid HaChachamim are going to be the ones who are going to protect them from Yichud, but others will not. The Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Shani Talmid HaChachamim, the Yodi Lasriyabe. No, the Talmid HaChachamim are not there to protect against the Isra of Yichud. They're there to give him Hasra. Don't do this, because if you do, the waters won't work. Okay? We will stop here. Everybody have an excellent day.